Come over here and get under the cubbies with me. Yes, the cubbies. That's what I always called them. I mean the blankets on the bed, the covers, if you want to be proper. But come climb under here, it's so cold. Yeah. I know, it's so funny. It's what is it, May 20, what is today, the 22nd, 23rd, 21st? I don't even know, it's Thursday, whatever that day is. Usually by now, the weather is pretty warm or warmish on the east coast of the U.S., but the last couple of days have been kind of chilly, lots of rain, and I have my ceiling fan on because, you know, you can't sleep without your ceiling fan on, or I can't at least. So there's a little bit of a cool breeze blowing in the room, but I'm cold. Actually, I've been cold for the last couple of days. Our basement is freezing. I don't know why. So I come home from work and I put on sweatshirts and go brave down there to hang out with the fam. So, but yeah, come over here and get in the under the blankets with me. I would love the feeling of that. It's been a while since I've laid next to somebody and just shared the warmth of a body. As we enter episode 6 of the Masturbation Chronicles, I would love for you to imagine that. These episodes are for anybody. So, come on in here, get warm, and snuggle up with me. Can you imagine that feeling of where the warmth starts to spread underneath the blankets? So you finally, you know, you got into the bed and you're in your cold spot. But as you lay there, that spot starts to become warm and that person starts generating a little heat next to you. And then suddenly the warmth kind of spreads. It's almost like a magnet between both bodies. You start to feel cozy. Maybe you rub your feet back and forth on top of each other, trying to get them warm. I can't help it, I'm a woman, my feet are always cold. So if you are a man, listen to this. I'm gonna put my feet on you. Surprise! Some ice blocks are coming to visit you. Maybe, you know, if we're comfortable and we chat a little bit, you'll get used to me. And maybe, again, doesn't matter. I wouldn't put them on a female-identifying person. Because I know that your feet are probably cold, too. That would just make us more cold. But slowly, though, I think as we get to chatting, maybe we can move closer to each other. And that warmth can spread a little bit more. And maybe, just maybe, we can share a pillow and rest next to each other. That delicious heat. That warmth that only another body that you like and know and feel, that's the only one that can give you that delicious warmth versus the non-delicious warmth that blankets provide. Yeah. Sometimes when I do ramble, you never really know what's going to come out of my mouth. I don't either, to be honest. It's all an adventure. But I imagine, right, if we're thinking about, you know, the Masturbation Chronicles, what would it feel like to be in bed with someone who might be just a friend or somebody you just met or even a partner that you've had for a while? And instead of touching each other, you touched yourself, but you get to watch. If you haven't noticed yet, my watching is one of my things. Getting to see in action how you touch yourself, what makes you feel good. And in turn, you can watch me and how I touch myself and what makes me feel good. And maybe as you're laying there, trying to share the body warmth, maybe you give each other a challenge. Who can get off first? Would it be me? Or you? I might have to roll onto my back for this, because this is getting interesting. And I'm getting a little aroused thinking about it. Apologies for the squiggle as I move around. But maybe we're laying there, touching ourselves, and we can kind of see each other's body moving a little bit under the blankets. We don't really know just yet, because again, it's chilly. But as we're generating warmth, maybe we pull back the layers. Maybe I turn off the ceiling fan so it's not so chilly. And we're both laying there in various stages of undress, watching each other, making eye contact. And just maybe, as we both get flushed with arousal, I raise my eyebrow in a challenge. And you, never being one to back down, agree. So we're going to see who gets off first. So let's try that now, because I think that would be a lot of fun. So if you haven't started touching yourself yet, I encourage you to do so. And do whatever feels comfortable and exciting to you. Just to give you some visual if you need that, I'm in panties and a t-shirt, lying on my back under the blankets, gazing over at you. And my hand is already down my pants, actually my underwear. And somebody asked me the other day, you know, what color underwear you have on. And it's funny to me because sometimes I just don't remember. But the ones I have on right now are just white cotton panties. And my hand is just lightly brushing back and forth over my mound, feeling the slight curls there that are starting to grow back. And maybe I'm looking over at you and I see that your hand is moving too, but I can't quite see because maybe the sheet is kind of at your waist. Exactly what you're doing. But I know you're doing something that makes you feel good. And maybe I stroke my hand down a little bit further just to rub it over my pussy lips. You do something that even excites you even more. Maybe you are a nipple person and you like your nipple strokes. Maybe you do that. Or you might have a cock and you like your cock squeezed or stroked in a certain way. So you do that. Or maybe you have some female parts like me and you stroke them as you like. But I think the fun will be when I say go. We'll start furiously masturbating, and we'll see who can get off first. Do you think it'll be you, or do you think it'll be me? Now, I have to tell you, I haven't been touching too much. Again, just like I said, I'm just stroking my hand back and forth over my mound. But if I open my pussy lips just a little bit, I'm just going to put my finger, my middle finger, my right hand, just right on my clit. Now, to be fair, I am not rubbing. I'm just holding it there. And the warmth of my hand just feels really, really, really good. It's kind of spreading out. Because again, as I was talking about this in the beginning, I am a little chilly. So nice warm hand just cupping my pussy like that. Just feels so good. So this is what's going to happen. I'm going to say go. And we're going to both start at the same time. And I'll keep talking because I know that excites you when you hear me. But we're going to see who can orgasm first. Okay? Are you ready? So if you're just listening to this and you're not in a place where you can actually participate, you know, feel free to pause it here and listen to it when you can. But if you are, let's do this. It's almost like a sneaky secret. Can I race? Can I beat her time? Can we make this happen together? I do have to tell you that I'm starting to get a little wet. So the idea is exciting me. Hopefully you're excited too. All right, so let's do this. So again, I just have my finger on my clit. That's all I'm using. I'm not using a toy. Now, if you need to use a toy for whatever reason, go right ahead. But let's do this the old-fashioned way. And of course, if you need to get some lube, feel free. Do it your way. But I'm just going to use my hand and a very wet pussy to make this happen. So let's go. You ready? I'm going to count down. And then we're going to start furiously rubbing and stroking, and I'm going to be making circles on my clit. That's my go-to move. And we'll see who can come first. So, on your mark, get set, go. This is so silly, isn't it? But it's fun. It's like that gleeful silly that... It's almost sinfully secretive to do, but it's a lot of fun. Oh, so I'm just rubbing my clit back and forth in circles. I'm rubbing so furiously that it's almost like shaking my entire pussy. Oh, so that's the first wave of clench that just happened. Sometimes when it starts to build, my little tiny pussy muscles start to clench inside. So my hips are starting to move, so that means they're getting excited. Ooh, am I going to win? Am I going to beat you at this? This feels really good. I think I'm going to dip down. to my little hole and grab some of that pussy juice to bring up to my clit so I'm a little wet. Oh, that feels good. Who can do it faster? Are you still stroking? Or are you going to wait for me so we can come together? That's kind of hot too. But I bet I can go faster than you can. Oh. Oh. This feels so good. Oh, I'm arching up off the bed because it just feels so good on my clit. Sometimes my clit just needs that attention, you know? Oh, fuck. I'm getting close. Are you going to get close, too? Oh, who's going to win? Is it me? Is it you? Oh, it feels so good. Oh, I got to quit talking because... I keep distracting myself. It just keeps drawing it out. Oh. This feels so nice. Just making those little circles on my clit. Maybe I will draw it out. To see if you do come before I can. Oh, that feels so good. I'm focusing. Because I'm trying to beat you. Closer. How are you feeling over there, huh? Are you getting close too? Oh, I wanna come for you. And I wanna win. Yes. My legs are arching off the bed. Fuck. Oh, yeah. I'm really working this clit for you so that I can beat you. I'm so wet. I'm drawing it out on purpose to make you wait. Is this a race or is it a tease? What can it be? I had to kick the covers off. Now my pussy's exposed. It's still in my panties, but my panties are wet now. Oh, I dropped the phone. My legs are up in the air. And that ceiling fan feels so good on me. Are you watching? Because I'm watching you jerk and rub. I'm doing it on purpose. Maybe you need to reach over and help me, and I'll reach over and help you. Let's come together. It's no longer a race. Or maybe you already won. Or maybe you're holding out and waiting for me. Doing over there. Maybe it's no longer a race, and maybe it's who can come last. Oh. It's a good tease, isn't it? You know what I need, though? I might need to pause this and grab my dildo. Because I think I need to get fucked. So is it a race? Or is it a long haul? I'll be right back. Alright, I'm back. I paused it for a second. Let me take my panties off. They're soaked, by the way. Hopefully you are unaware, soaked too. Now let's see. Let me slide this in there. Because again, it's been a while, so I might be a little tight. If you needed to get something, I hope you got it too. Because I don't think we're in a race anymore, baby. I think we're in for some fun. Ooh, I just put it at my entrance. And I slid it all the way. Well, almost. I'm working it in there right now. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, and it settles right there on my G-spot. Perfect. I think I just needed to feel stuffed. So I'm not going to actually work it. I'm still going to work my clit. And I'm not even going to turn it on because it's a G-spot vibrator dildo. I think I just needed to feel something inside of me. It's been a long time. And I need something to squeeze around. Ooh. This feels so good now. Oh, all my little muscles are clenched around it, holding it tight as I work my clit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This feels so good. You're a good little girl. I'm gonna come. So close. Right there. Right there. Oh. So did you win? Or did I beat you? Oh, I can feel the insides of my pussy, those tiny little muscles. They're pulsing around the dildo that's inside of me. Oh, I might have to have a round two. So hopefully you enjoyed that as well. And hopefully you came hard too. I'm sleepy and I'm cozy. And I think I just made a mess of the bed. So I'm gonna go clean up, but I hope you have a great day. And I hope you enjoyed that too. Take care.